Hello, I'm Yvonne Halling at bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today I'm going to talk about how to manage your time so that you can take more time off, avoid burnout, and even going completely insane. You know, the burnout is real, and so we want to plan ahead so that we don't descend into it. So whether you're just starting out or you've been in this business for many years, here's five helpful tips that both I and my clients have used to stay on top of your business without burning out. There's basically three different areas that will compete for your time. First, guest facing, where you're with your guests and making them feel comfortable and welcome and cared for. Second, there's the daily labour tasks, which include the cleaning, the laundry, and general maintenance and the running of your property. And the third is marketing your business, so that you've got always a constant stream of guests booking with you and you're in communication with both prospective guests and past guests. And if you have a family as well, you'll need to factor that in too. So, here's my tips. Number one, first, to stay relaxed and feeling good, I encourage you to think about outsourcing the daily labour tasks. This means getting help with the cleaning and the laundry specifically, getting deliveries to you for supplies instead of going out shopping for them, and if you can manage it, getting help with general maintenance work to keep your place looking nice and welcoming. You may think, well, I can't afford help. But if you factor in the cost for this into your pricing, coupled with the extra bookings that you'll create when you take yourself out of the daily stuff, you'll be able to afford it, I promise you. Tip number two, take a look at how much time you really do need to be spending with your guests. Typically, they arrive during the late afternoon or early evening, and they mostly leave in the mornings, either to leave you completely or to go out and see the attractions of your area. See if you can narrow down the guest-facing window so that you're free to do the real work of making sure that you've got a constant stream of bookings and that you're in communication with your guests, past, present, and future. Tip number three, have a timetable that you stick to throughout your day. This doesn't mean that you won't get distracted or interrupted or that things won't go swimmingly every day, but a structure for your day gives you a place to come back to when things maybe get a little bit off track. Without the structure, you could be constantly in a state of chaos where nothing much gets done and you'll start to feel the anxiety rising. Structure provides clear boundaries for you and your staff and even your family. When you work from home, it's too easy for family to just think, well, mom's here, so I can just get her attention anytime I want, right? Well, you'll need to set clear boundaries for yourself around your work so that you're not constantly getting interrupted and distracted when you're working. Tip number four, carve your day up into compartments. I learned this when I was struggling with coping with our first child. Luckily for me, I was given a book that showed me how to plan the day around everything that needed to be taken care of so that I could still have some time for me too. Once I have the courage to implement the plan, everything became so much easier. So find what works for you and then stick to it. Everyone's different, right? Everyone works at different paces and in different ways and at different times of the day. So find what works for you and have the courage to say, this does not work for me. And then make the changes that you need to make so that everything does work for you. Tip number 5, put your holidays in the calendar now. And if you don't have cover, be brave and close regularly, if only for a day or two. If the majority of your business is on weekends, take 2 days off during the week and go away somewhere on a regular basis. When you just simply stay at home, it's just time away from the guests, not time off work. You'll be drawn into doing little jobs to catch up here and catch up there, and that's definitely not time off work, right? No matter how much that you love it. You need time to refresh and to recharge your batteries so that you can be the best you can be for yourself, for your guests, so that you won't burn out and you won't go insane. If you'd like to know more about how to streamline your business so that you can free up even more of your precious time for you, then register below for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click below to register now, and I'll see you there.